works. Not that you feel like you're bringing to the table.
This
right
weekend
away.
Is just getting with the guys, getting with my coach, Coach Midget, learning as much as I can, soaking up as much information as I can, and really getting the playbook and getting involved with the team.
As a player, what do you hope to impress upon the coaches now that you're?
I want to impress them with the energy that I bring. I want to impress them with my due diligence, with how hard I've been reviewing the playbook, with how much that I know and how I can learn quickly to see how I can provide an impact early on.
I know you just got here, but what has stood out to you so far being in this building?
It's been cool. It's been real, real cool. It's already starting to feel like a brotherhood, especially with the rookie minicamp and being with all the guys here and getting to hear their stories and their journey on how they got here. It's been a lot of fun.
Still hoping to play. What do you guys talk about, and what kind of things does he share with you about experience?
Yeah, so Eric, he mentors me a lot with how the NFL works. I remember when I was in college, I used to go to his house, and we used to watch games together. We review film, and he'd let me in on what their game plan was against whatever team that they were going against, and the things that worked in the NFL that don't work in college and vice versa. So that way I'd come in with the mentality of a NFL, like a third-year player, rather than that of a rookie. I kind of have a feel for how this process goes before having even gone through it. And it's still different going through it for myself the first time, but it is nice having that rough roadmap about what's going to happen in the future and how these things go.
He said he'll live vicariously through you a little bit this weekend.
I'm sorry, could you
repeat that? He said he'll live vicariously. I know he'd love to be playing right now, but has he said he'll live vicariously through you a little bit right now?
I mean, I guess we'll see what happens. I haven't talked to him that far. I mean, today is my first day coming out, so I was going to call him at the end of the day to let him know how it went. I haven't had the opportunity to talk much further than that.
What would you tell any NFL owner, including the one here, if you wanted him to get to know your what your brother's all about? What would you say about Eric?
I mean, you should just hold a conversation with him. You hold a conversation with him. I won't speak for Eric. I'll let him deliver his own message. But if you hold a conversation with him, then you'll really understand what he's standing for.
How do you feel about his protests and everything he's going through right now?
I haven't had a lot of time to digest it yet because I've been so focused on my own journey, you know, getting prepared for the combine and then for the draft. And now I'm moving on to a big chapter in my life, getting moved on with the Houston Texans. So I haven't had a lot of time, a lot of downtime to really process my feelings on that.
Are you proud, though, of how he stood up for himself last year?
Yeah, I'm proud of my brother. I support him in everything that he does, the same way I support all of my family members and everything that they're doing. If they believe what they're doing is right, then they should do it.
Justin, since the draft, have you gone back and looked at the Texans games in the past and see where, here's where I fit in, I can fit in here?
Yeah, so I watched 5 games. Before I came down here, I downloaded 5 of the most recent games. I watched the Kansas City game, I watched the Patriots game. Really to get a feel for the type of team and the type of guys that we had here, try and get a feel for the system, what I saw other players doing around me. I noticed a lot of too high, that makes any sense to you, but it's been, like, I'm more excited. I don't know if you can feel it in the way that I'm speaking right now. I'm extremely excited to be here and just start playing football again, because the last 4 months, it's been a little bit of a limbo. You know, I've just been a lot of waiting, a lot of preparation. You don't know where you're going, and now I finally do. I finally have a home, so I got to get started.
So watching that video, you kind of got a feel of how other guys are moving around.
Yeah. And from what I saw, I can tell you it's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be a whole.
Your first paycheck.
I haven't got that far yet. I'm not even focused on money right now. I'm just focused on playing football.
How familiar are you